Hi there, this is Sarah Senacrocha from Simplicity, Simple Small Business Solutions, and this is the audio recording of my post, Are You Overdosing on Webinars? Webinars and teleseminars are great, aren't they? I have learned so many things via this form of communication. However, sometimes it's hard to keep up with all the webinar invitations I get. Do you know what I mean? Does the same thing happen to you? Listen to this post to help you decide which webinars you should attend and which ones you should skip. First of all, you need to decide whether the topic is interesting to you, and more importantly, if it's something that you've been wanting to learn more about. If it's not on your things to learn list, I recommend you skip it. You cannot possibly attend every webinar, unless money is not a concern for you and you have time to just attend webinars all day. Then you need to evaluate the information source. When you receive a webinar invitation, it's most likely from someone you already know because you're on their email list. But maybe you've just stumbled upon the invitation via social media. In this case, you need to carefully examine the credentials of the webinar host. Have a look at their website, read their testimonials, read their blog, etc. By doing that, you'll be able to tell whether the person A knows his and her or her stuff, and B is ready to share valuable information with his or her community. Then webinars are still a marketing method. I'm sure you know this already, but it makes sense to repeat this here. In most cases, the webinar host has a goal in mind. She puts in a lot of work into creating this training for you, slides, script, and then of course setting up those sign-up process on her website. There are hours of work behind a quality webinar, so it's normal to expect some kind of product or service pitch at the end of the call. Experience will tell you, though, who makes sure to share valuable content first, and who only shares very generic information and then spends 20 minutes pitching their newest product. Sometimes a webinar is not enough. As I said before, I've learned a ton of information on webinars. I'm very selective though, and only attend those of persons I trust and know they won't waste my time. But since I'm also hosting my own webinars, I know that a smart marketer will never share all his information on a webinar. And it also never be customized information that only applies to my business. That's why webinars are not enough. In order to get the real insider information and specific advice for your business, you need to invest more than just 1 hour on a group call with hundreds of other people. I've personally benefited most from working with a one-on-one mentor over a longer period of time, 3 months being the minimum if you're expecting any results. Are you ready to invest in your business?